Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas. Chapter 87, Scene 16. The Devotee Goes Back to Godhead, Guaranteed. The Personified Vedas continued to pray. Dear Lord Krishna, less intelligent men take to other ways of self-realization, but actually there is no chance to become purified from material contamination or to stop the repeated cycle of birth and death unless one is a thoroughly pure devotee. Our dear Lord Krishna, everything is resting on your different potencies, and everyone is supported by you, as is stated in the Vedas, Eko Bahunang Yo Vididhati Kaman. Therefore, your Lordship is the supporter and maintainer of all living entities, demigods, human beings, and animals. Everyone is supported by you, and you are also situated in everyone's heart. In other words, you are the root of the whole creation, and therefore, those who are engaged in your devotional service without deviation always worship you. Such devotees actually pour water on the root of the universal tree. By devotional service, therefore, one satisfies not only the personality of Godhead, but all others, because everyone is maintained and supported by you, Krishna. And because the devotee understands the all-pervasive feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee is the most practical philanthropist and altruist. Such pure devotees, thoroughly engaged in Krishna consciousness, very easily overcome the cycle of birth and death, and they as much as jump over the head of death. A devotee is never afraid of death or changing one's body. A devotee's consciousness is transformed into Krishna consciousness. And even if one does not go back to Godhead, even if a devotee transmigrates to another material body, he or she has nothing to fear. A vivid example is Bharata Maharaj. Although in his next life he became a deer, in the life after that, Bharata Maharaj became completely free from all material contamination and was elevated to the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita therefore affirms, Na me bhakta pranasyati. A devotee is never vanquished. A devotee's path to the spiritual kingdom, back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. Even though a devotee slips in one birth, the continuation of a devotee's Krishna consciousness elevates one further and further until the devotee goes back to Godhead. Not only does the pure devotee purify one's own personal existence, but whoever becomes the devotee's disciple also ultimately becomes purified and able to enter the kingdom of God without difficulty. And not only can a pure devotee easily surpass death, but by the devotee's grace, one's followers also can do so without difficulty. The power of devotional service is so great that a pure devotee can electrify another person by transcendental instruction on crossing over the ocean of nescience. The instruction of a pure devotee to one's disciple are also very simple. No one feels any difficulty in following in the footsteps of a pure devotee. Anyone who follows in disciplic succession from recognized devotees of Lord Krishna, such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Manu, Kapila, King Prahlad, King Janaka, Shukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj, etc., very easily finds the door of liberation open. But on the other hand, those who are not devotees, but who are engaged in uncertain processes of self-realization, such as jnana, yoga, and karma, are understood to be still contaminated. Such contaminated persons, although apparently advanced in self-realization, cannot even liberate themselves, what to speak of others who follow them. Such non-devotees are compared to chained animals, for they are not able to go beyond the jurisdiction of the formalities of a certain type of faith. In Bhagavad Gita, they are condemned as Vedavada, for they cannot understand that the Vedas deal with activities of the material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Lord Krishna advised Arjuna that one has to go beyond the jurisdiction of the dukkhis prescribed in the Vedas and take to Krishna consciousness devotional service. It is therefore said in Bhagavad Gita, Nistrai Gunyo Bhavarjuna, my dear Arjuna, just try to become transcendental to the Vedic rituals. The transcendental position beyond the Vedic ritualistic performances is known as devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna clearly says, Mangchayo Vyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate. Persons who are engaged in Krishna's devotional service without adulteration are situated in Brahman. Actual Brahman realization means Krishna consciousness and engagement in devotional service. The devotees are therefore real brahmacharis because their activities are always in Krishna consciousness or devotional service. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore a supreme call to all kinds of religionists, asking them with great authority to join this movement by which one can learn how to love God and thus surpass all formulas and formalities of scriptural injunction. The person who cannot overcome the jurisdiction of stereotyped religious principles is compared to an animal chained up by its master. The purpose of all religion is to understand God and develop one's dormant love of Godhead. But if one simply sticks to religious formulas and formalities and does not become elevated to the position of love of God, then he or she is considered to be a chained animal. In other words, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, then he or she is not eligible for liberation from the contamination of material existence. Srila Sridhar Swami has composed a nice verse, Tapantu Tapai Prapatantu Parvatad Atantu Tirthani Patantu Chagaman Yajantu Yagyair Vividantu Vadair Haring Vina Naiva Mriting Taranti. Let others engage in severe austerities. Let others fall to the land from the top of hills and give up their lives. Let others travel to many holy places of pilgrimage for salvation. Or let them be engaged in deep study of philosophy and Vedic literatures. Let the mystic yogis engage in their meditational service, and let the different sects engage in unnecessary arguing as to which is the best. But it is a fact that unless one is Krishna conscious, unless one is engaged in devotional service, and unless one has the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he or she cannot cross over this material ocean. An intelligent person, therefore, gives up all stereotyped ideas and joins the Krishna consciousness movement for factual liberation. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 16. The devotee goes back to Godhead, guaranteed. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.